Hi, I'm Bill Hoehn.
And I'm Ted Hoehn.
Over the past 50 years, our family has brought many world-class dealerships to Carlsbad, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover.
That's right. This year we're celebrating 50 years in Carlsbad.
So on behalf of the entire Hoehn family, we want to thank San Diego. Throughout the years, we've taken tremendous pride in meeting and even exceeding our customers' automotive needs.
We value the relationships with our clients and look forward to serving you for years to come. We invite you to visit one of the Hoehn Carlsbad dealerships or hoehnmotors.com.
This is KPBS Midday Edition. I'm Andrew Bracken, in for Jade Hindman. Ahead, we hear a conversation about the power of design to shape our lives and communities. From housing to transportation, from the quality of the air we breathe to the food we eat, how urban design impacts life in the San Diego-Tijuana region. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. Experts from all over the world are coming to San Diego to discuss how design policies can enhance urban life. It's all part of the World Design Policy Conference happening this Tuesday and Wednesday. Midday Edition host Jade Hindman discussed the details with Mai Nguyen, board chair of the World Design Capital. She's also director of the Design Lab at UC San Diego. Here's that conversation.
So who will be sitting at the table during this policy conference?
Wow, we have a lot of speakers, actually over 70 speakers coming from all over the globe. We've got innovators such as Marty Cooper, the inventor of the cell phone. We have educational leaders such as Pradeep Khosla, chancellor of UC San Diego, and Michael Crow, who's the president of Arizona State University, talking about the innovation university. We've got designers who are legendary, such as Dr. Patricia Moore, who is the mother of universal design, Tim Brown, the chair of IDEO, Don Norman, who spearheaded user-centered design. And then we have global leaders in design from Taiwan, Germany, the UK, the Philippines, and so many more countries coming to speak and participate in the World Design Policy Conference.
Wow, impressive. Experts indeed, it sounds like. The topic of conversation at this conference is urban design and planning. Can you give me some examples of what that is exactly?
Sure. Well, it's actually very broad ranging. The theme of the conference is beyond boundaries. And we really do want to push the envelope of how people think about policy. So we're actually weaving in play also. It's policy and play. And we're making policy accessible to everybody. Public policy impacts our everyday lives, from the quality of the food we eat, what transportation options we take that are available to us, and the quality of the air that we breathe, right? So it affects our everyday lives.
In many people's minds, when they hear design, they think of, you know, public art. But it's much broader than that, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. You know, we think of design as a way of thinking, of being intentional, of designing methods in order to shape products, services, experiences, and policies. So it's about shaping our everyday lives in very intentional ways. We have a method called human-centered design and humanity-centered design, the idea that we're designing for people as well as for the planet.
All right. And, you know, you've laid out so many ways in which urban design can enhance our lives. You mentioned, you know, it applies to the air that we breathe, the food in the grocery store. Can you talk a bit about how it addresses societal issues and can fuel systemic change?
Sure. One of the topics at the conference is going to be on housing and homelessness. It's a big issue in our region, as well as all across the globe. We just don't have enough affordable housing, which is leading to people being unhoused. And so at this conference, what we're doing is bringing thought leaders to think about what would be alternative housing futures? What are some policies that could really change the current situation? And then we're also bringing in some design. We're actually having a design challenge to come up with solutions. So it's both policy and design and that combination to actually solve some of our most pressing issues.
And are there ways in which, poor design, for example, could have the opposite effect by creating inequalities?
Absolutely. I mean, I think historically that has been what's happened. Why are we in the situation that we are currently is that we have designed our cities poorly. You know, one example is car-centric cities. We moved towards cars and car dependency in the early 1900s, and that is having a dramatic impact on our climate, on the way we live, on our health, and that was poor design.
One thing that comes to mind when I hear you talk is environmental justice. I'm wondering, you know, how often is it that, you know, things like racism are the underpinning of bad design?
Our urban areas in the United States, and in particular in the United States, have been really driven by racism. We started off as a nation of creating zoning that was actually by race. And so many of our housing and urban policies that have shaped cities today were undergirded by inequality and the actual intention to be exclusionary, to divide, and to disenfranchise people of color.
Well, and, you know, like you were talking about before, car dependence, I mean, when that fuels urban planning, it prioritizes freeways, which split communities and influences the health of those communities. It's something that has happened here, Barrio Logan being one example of that.
Yes, absolutely. It's happened all over the country, actually. Freeways being built, cutting through the city center, usually in low-income or minority areas, and really creating this disinvestment in those areas, and also leading to poor health outcomes such as pollution. This has happened in this region and in many other places across the country.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, the World Design Policy Conference is really meant to improve these types of things and really improve collaboration between San Diego and Tijuana. Describe how design affects the cross-border region.
You know, we have this border, that's this political border, this geopolitical border. And although it's meant to divide us and make it harder for us to cross, and that is by policy design from administrations, national administrations, what we're doing locally is trying to redesign that, trying to change that so that we can have more coordination, more cooperation, more economic integration despite the border. And so the borders track at the policy conference will address many of these topics.
Well, and during the conference this week, you'll be speaking on the Beyond Innovation panel. Can you give me a sneak peek of what that discussion will include?
That is a very broad-ranging topics, including thinking about AI and thinking about transforming higher education, also thinking about how we get to a path to clean energy through the promise of nuclear fusion, for example. So there are lots of broad topics that really are forward-thinking within this track.
Wow.
This is KPBS Midday Edition. We'll be back after the break.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family-owned and operated over 4 decades, Bilhau has been serving the plumbing, heating, and air, and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bilhau has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhau.com, because we know how.
You're listening to KPBS Midday Edition. I'm Andrew Bracken, in for Jade Hindman. We continue our conversation now with Mai Nguyen, board chair for the World Design Capital and director of UC San Diego's Design Lab.
Well, are there some advancements in cross-border design that you look to for inspiration?
Oh, absolutely. We have so many examples in this region. CBX is an incredible example of cross-border design. Century Lane, which is the known traveler lane that allows you to actually fast track crossing the border, that was developed, you know, for the San Diego-Tijuana border, but has really been the inspiration for our known traveler system for flying, such as CLEAR and TSA. And so we have incredible cross-border design examples here in this region.
Well, and your research looks specifically at policy topics related to housing, immigration, and climate change. Given our current political landscape, how could those areas be challenged?
Oh, if I had a crystal ball. You know, we are in an interesting moment in which things can change very, very quickly around these topics. I think that the protections for our climate and our planet are at risk. I think that the ability to create policy changes that are focused on addressing inequality and address and helping the most vulnerable in our population, those are at risk. So it's hard to say, but we are at a moment in which I'm very concerned about what will happen in the future. And I think that those are the types of conversations that we'll have at this policy conference in terms of being able to buffer what happens at the national level with local and regional policies. And that's what I'm focused on right now, is making change at home in a place and in a geography in which we have some control over.
Yeah. Well, what drives your vision as a designer and urban planner? What keeps you motivated?
I think designing for a better future so that everybody can benefit from our policies, and that we don't have inequality. That is really what drives me and gets me up every day.
What are some ways people can pay better attention to design in their everyday lives?
You know, we've spent the entire year, this World Design Capital year, drawing people in, helping them to understand the power of design, providing tools and toolkits, playbooks, in order for them to be able to implement it in their everyday lives and in their work. And so I think that there are many ways that people can start to take a design lens to what they do and how they make decisions. And hopefully this year, of the many over 600 events and activations that we've had for the World Design Capital, has encouraged people to take a design lens to what they do.
That was Mai Nguyen, board chair for the World Design Capital and director of UC San Diego's Design Lab, speaking with Midday Edition host Jade Hindman. Information about registration and ticket prices for the World Design Policy Conference are available at our website, kpbs.org. That's our show for today. I'm Andrew Bracken. KPBS Midday Edition airs on KPBS FM weekdays at noon, again at 8 p.m. You can find past episodes at kpbs.org or wherever you listen. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ladan Akbarnia, curator of South Asian and Islamic art at the San Diego Museum of Art, where we are showcasing a new exhibition exploring Islamic art, science, and culture through the lens of wonder. Wonders of Creation, Art, Science, and Innovation in the Islamic World presents more than 200 works spanning 13 centuries across two galleries, inviting visitors to discover marvels of the universe through intersections of art and science and humanities, customs, and crafts. See medieval tools and treasures, ornate jewelry, lavishly illustrated manuscripts, and large-scale works of contemporary art. Get tickets at sdmart.org.